and then forgot about it. Had a party. Cleaning crew came through to clean everything, and it appears that's who found it, was a cleaning crew. They took it and put it up on eBay.
That was very smart of them. I think Disney ain't going to come after them.
Disney going to come. They going to get cleaned up.
Blazing.
They put up for sale for 60 francs, I think it is. Or
francs?
Whatever the euro.
Bunch of hot dogs?
Here's 60 hot dogs.
60 euros or maybe, or whatever it is.
That's funny money. That's too many hot dogs unless it's 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? Did you really just start the podcast to chew into the microphone? You fuck.
Well, he was listening to me read. He was.
I'm being quiet. Like we've never eaten on the fucking podcast.
Right?
That's true.
I distinctly remember us eating pizza.
Right?
Well, that's what the podcast was about.
How do you know it's not about a fucking Ziploc bag full of cookies?
Yeah, this podcast is brought to you by a Ziploc bag full of cookies.
That literally sounds like Mike's first podcast.
It really does sound like Mike's first podcast. First podcast, can't talk today. I literally can't read or talk today.
They're not funny cookies. I'm They're just regular cookies, I think.
Yeah.
I had one the other night, and I didn't get all goofy. I did laugh a lot like a shadow, though. That was weird.
Joke's on you. I'm always goofy.
No, you're not.
I'm known as the goofiest grumpy? Versus here.
You mean grumpy?
I'm not at work.
I like how he doesn't say no. He's like, I'm not at work.
I'm not at work. I fully admit that I'm like, I've said that at work. I said I'm the grumpiest employee.
I'm still a little bit concerned. You think you're the goofy one?
It's clearly
it was clearly being hyperbolic.
Oh, gotcha.
Clearly,
because clearly that's Mike's job.
That's clearly Mike's job. He is the wild card. Of the bunch.
I really wish people could see the look on his face because it's like both confusion and like a loss of like, am I?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're totally the
we need to settle. Well, we don't have enough people for the Ghostbusters or the A-Team.
Well, right? We got enough people.
Well, we have the exact number. The
beginning of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Like, and Taj just shows up at the end.
But that...
Yeah.
And does all the work.
Yeah.
Okay, he's definitely not Winston. He's definitely, Zedmore. Yeah, he's definitely not Winston.
Well, you would be... Who
Egon.
Would you be?
That's Egon.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be Egon.
And you would be...
I mean, I would probably be...
He's going to give himself Murray, no matter what.
I was thinking more... I'm probably more Ray, though.
I was thinking more Ray because I think you would be more Murray.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not really knowing exactly what you're doing.
But, like, still BSing still your doing way it. Through it.
Yeah.
And, like, being...
Through that filter, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
I mean, you're definitely... You're our mix between... But,
like, he's... We're, like, a weird hybrid of those two, though, because I'm the more dumb one.
Well, that's like, why we go with...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, dumb in, like, a goofy way.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely have sex with a ghost.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Have I? Not yet.
I fucked so many ghosts.
That he's known of.
No, you've fucked and made ghosts. Yeah, right. Difference.
Oh.
Ghost. Ghost.
Ghost. A little puddle of ghosts.
Puddle of ghosts.
He's all ectoplasm.
Puddle of ghosts. Remember their song, She Fucking Hates Me?
Puddle of ghosts. That's why. She fucking hates me. Ruined the carpet.
So who's the brains?
It's Joe, clearly. He's a rocket scientist. Literal rocket scientist. That's not true. Practicing, but literal who's, rocket scientist.
This is true.
This is. I'm thinking it, and it's already going to go bad. Who's the looks?
Hello. Joe is.
Okay. I'm about to calm down there.
Depends. When we say looks... In our own mind or an actual, like,
reality? In real life.
Oh, Joe.
World.
Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way.
What else?
And, well, I'll say this. Looks, as long as they're not into Will Ferrell or Will Sasso looking motherfuckers, then obviously you win.
Right.
If they like I'm homeless just talking fat people.
General.
No. I got you on that one.
I'm just talking general public.
Okay, yeah, Joe. Joe got that one. Joe's two for two so far.
What else would there be in the group? You have brains, the looks.
You have someone who's smart but is also not good at things. You're welcome.
Yeah.
What would that be called, though? The
Ray?
Well, no, but it needs like a name. We need to be able to label it in like one or two words.
Jack of almost no trades.
The utility guy.
Utility guy. That's there me. I'm utility center fielder. Nice. That's a sports thing, right?
I think so. That's pretty good.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
AJ Pollock was a utility center fielder.
See? Fuck you. I knew it was a sports thing. Got it.
All right.
What else is there?
This is the wild card. But that was really only created for...
Sonny.
Unless... Okay, here's
Peter is a pretty shout
out. Shout out to Shay Serrano, author of movies and other things. He has a chapter in his book where he puts together a heist crew, like a from different movies. So you have like the leader, the driver, the guy that's like reluctantly there, and then like that new guy who nobody's sure about, but you need one more person for the job kind of thing.
I wonder. So you don't watch Rick and Morty, right?
I've seen it here and there. I don't really.
You haven't watched the newest episode? No, that featured Elon Tusk.
Nope.
When did that book come out?
A couple months ago now.
Interesting.
Why?
Because the newest episode of Rick and Morty is about shitting on heist movies.
Well, is it?
And what you just described is literally what they make fun of in that episode.
Huh.
And the whole spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched it, Joe. I'm not going to worry about spoiling it for Mike because he'll forget we talked about it.
Won't even watch it anyway.
Yeah, he'll stumble upon it and be like, huh, heist.
I should watch this.
But the whole
Always
thing boils
down in Philadelphia episode one.
We've got season one.
I'm just kidding. I don't have Hulu anymore, so that's not a thing. It has to be on Netflix or Disney Plus now,
or the WWE Network. But
WWE episode one.
The
Jesus.
The whole episode is boiled down to Rick trying to completely and utterly shut down Morty's aspirations of being anything but his sidekick.
Okay.
And it all comes down to like 2 weeks before the events of the episode, Morty, or like 2 months or whatever it was, Morty was talking all about this script he was trying to write about a heist movie. And so Rick, in Rick's fashion, literally goes through this completely and utterly over the top thing to basically make him never want to do stuff about a heist movie, right?
Okay.
And it boils down to, like, in the middle of a pitch meeting with the guys at Netflix, Morty just shuts down in the middle of the meeting as he's describing it and realizing, like, all the stuff they just went through is just bullshit because, like, heist movies are garbage or whatever. And so he's like, nah, it's fine. And he's walking, and the Netflix guys are like, oh my God, I wonder what happened. Like, it was going so well. Like, we totally want to do this. Like, we want to know more. And, but he'd already left the room. They're like, well, I guess that's his fantasy just gone forever. And I was like, wow, Rick, you are a fucking monster.
Right?
It was amazing. But the episode before that was all about shitting in someone else's toilet. It starts off. So just like most of the Rick and Morty episodes, there's always kind of like two things that are going on in the episode.
Right.
So in the toilet, in the shit one, they're having dinner and Rick wants something. And he calls... I can't remember the name of the assistant, but he calls the assistant over or intern over, and it's this little pink blobby fucking thing with like multiple eyes and rolls. It's voiced by Taika Waititi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And on his forehead, like literally engraved in his forehead, says, "Do not develop app."
Okay.
And so as Rick gets ready to leave, he's like, well, I got to go... take care of some errands or something like that. And Summer's like, that means he's got to poop because he's a shy pooper. He's like, Summer, shut your fucking mouth. And she's like, well, it's true though. And then so he leaves, and then the little intern goes, you want to develop an app? And so it goes on, and Jerry eventually develops the app with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all this app that they create is all about people, is for people finding their soulmate. But it keeps giving you different soulmates. So people are completely distracted by trying to find their soulmate through this. And so the world is basically open for attack of this alien race to come to steal all the water from the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you would think that's the main storyline, right? But Rick's not involved in it because it's Morty and Jerry.
Yeah.
He goes to Rick, and Rick goes to this far-off fucking planet where it's this just foresty area, crazy things. He has a whole... Made me laugh because he lands his ship. He starts walking through this tall grass, and it's like a gladiator moment.
Yeah.
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 Like this. And it's all go through this forest area to this fucking toilet on this, like, mount, like, this, like, really elaborate toilet setup in the middle of this, overlooking this fucking, like, waterfall and this crazy crystal in the background and all this stuff. And then he basically realizes someone else has pooped in his toilet.
Oh, no.
So he goes through, he goes down in this, like, he does this, like, weird, like, moose call, mm-hmm. and this moose runs over, and I'm like, what the fuck? And he turns the horn, like, one of the antlers, and it's a robot, and walks over and opens this fucking thing, like, opens this door in this tree that turns out to be an elevator, and he goes down in this fucking middle of this fucking planet. You're like, none of this is fucking real? Like, what the hell's going on, right?
Of course not.
So he goes down there, he's going through, he's like, and he says, like, these 3D models of poop, and he's going through, and he sees one that doesn't look like any of the other poops. So he goes backwards now, and it ends up being a frog sandwich. So he flies to this planet where it's run by frogs.
Okay.
And they're all like, all they talk is ribbits.
Yeah.
So it's not even like they're like they're sentient, but they're frogs still. And so he's like, I need to talk to so and so, and they're like, ribbit. And he just walks in, and then there's a fly. A giant humanoid fly talking like normal, like human, like English.
Yeah.
And he's talking to all these frogs, and he's a drug dealer. And they're talking all these things. And then Rick comes in, and he's like, hey, what's up? And they pull a gun on him. It's all this crazy stuff, right? And he turns out he just wants to know who ordered that sandwich. Mm-hmm. And so, like, someone came here, ordered this sandwich, and then shit in my toilet. And so he's like, is this all drug talk? Like, what's going on? Like, so he tells him who it is. It's funny because he's like, does this voice, like I have your daughter on, like, you know, hostage, and he's like, I have, like, 93,000 something other kids. He's like, check your voicemail. He picks his phone, he's like, you have 43,100, like, whatever, voicemails. He goes, that's, like, half! Okay, what do you want? And he's like, I just want to order the sound. He's like, whatever, go talk to whatever. And so he finds out, and he tracks it down to this dude who works in a cubicle in this office, and he's like, he threatens him. He's like, I will kill you if you shit in my toilet. And so he goes to this whole thing, and like he finds out the guy's like, he brings him to this the boardroom, and he's like, you know, I'm gonna kill you right now. And he's like, do it. Like, let me just hold on. He pulls a picture of his dead wife out of his wallet, and she's like, my wife died not too long ago. I have nothing to live for. It's fine. I'm ready to meet her. And Rick's like, hold on. And he goes through a portal, comes back, and has that same dude but from a different dimension. He's like, tell him what you told me. And he's like, oh, yeah, but his wife is alive. And he's like, he turned in, like, his wife died, and, like, he turned into this, like, monster of, like, killing people and genocide, essentially, like, Hitler. Uh-huh. And he's like, see, this is what you're going to turn into. And he's like, whatever. And so he throws him back in the portal, and he's like, I'm going to, like, do this. And he's like, it's fine. I'm at peace. He goes, no. No. And so he's like, he lets him go, right? Uh-huh. He's like, but if I find you shit in my toilet one more time, I'm gonna kill you. So he goes off, and then Rick gets an alarm, and he goes up, and he's like, this is bullshit. So he goes this elaborate thing of, like, basically, like, essentially, like, getting inside of a mech, right? And it turns out to just be a giant version of him. And he goes, oh, you think this is funny? So the robot pulls its pants down, and he sits down on the toilet, and all of a sudden the guy wakes up, and he's in heaven. And he's like, oh my god, and his wife's there, and like, yeah, let's go shit together. And they go in, and heaven's just a bunch of toilets. Mm. Like, no one's a shy pooper in heaven. And they look up, and God's like in a, like, toilet, like a cloud made of like a toilet. And he's like, yeah, like, it's perfectly fine, just shit as you want. And then, like, stuff goes wrong, and it cuts out to him inside this amniotic sack hooked up to, like, the VR unit. And he starts to, like, basically he's, like, turning around. He's, like, choking on the wires. Mm. So Rick comes over and cuts it. And he comes out. He's like, you had the technology to make a realistic heaven where I could shit with my dead ex-wife or whatever. And he's like, yeah, just so you learn a goddamn lesson. And there's literally 15 or 20 other people in sacks like that. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just fucking mind-boggling. And then there's the whole thing with the app taking over the planet and, like, Summer being obsessed with trying to find her soulmate. And all these other people, like, they show up and, like, this person, then they like he shows up and like the dude's getting married, and so she interrupts it. So he goes with her, and then dude like crashes in and says like, oh, to the soon to be wife, and there's all these people coming in. Like this one dude comes in, like he talks to the priest, and they are soulmates, like all these different things. And then it's all it is like the mom's trying to stop her from ruining her life because she's underage.
Uh-huh.
It's just fucking madness. It's just like, this is just so you don't realize that Rick felt bad for this guy, but still didn't want him shitting on his toilet.
Yeah.
So then at the end of it, he's like, oh, I'm going to go. Like, you finally think, like, Rick is, he made a friend in a way with this guy.
Uh-huh.
So he goes back and he's got this thing of chocolates. He goes up to the secretary and she's crying. He's like, well, I'm here to see Gary. And she's like, Gary passed away. And Rick's like, oh, like he's like, and she starts to walk away and she's reaching for the chocolate. He's like, don't touch that. There's got a laxative in it. And like, cause he wanted him to go shit in his toilet again. Right.
Yeah.
So then he goes, Rick flies back and he walks up and he sits on his toilet and he starts to take a shit. And these two giant, what you think are cannons, come out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you're thinking, oh, like, okay, yeah, he's going to kill him again. Cause he's on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these hundreds of holograms of Rick start showing up and they start berating him for shitting on his toilet. And he's just sitting there like, oh, like he was going to get revenge on this guy. I was like, Rick, you're a fucking crazy person. This right. is fantastic. And then the heist one is just fucking, just to prove a point, like just to get Rick, or get Morty not to have his fucking dream so he'd always be his sidekick.
Looks like that one's not up on Hulu yet.
I watched that one on the Cartoon Network app, or the Adult Swim app.
Oh, it doesn't even list that here.
Yeah. I can't. It's called. They all have really clever names. But that one had a really funny one too.
That one, the poop one, is one crew over the crew cruise, Morty.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
One crew over the crew cruise, Morty. I didn't realize that'd be four episodes into the new season.
Yeah, but there's one left.
Which is weird, because it says it's added in my Apple TV, but I don't recall seeing any warning that I had new episodes.
No, season... Yeah, so... No, so... yeah, so... Claw and Hoarder... Special... Rick Film Morty? Rick Films Morty? Something like that?
That was a new one?
Yeah. So, Claw and Hoarder... Special Rictums Morty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like Law and Order.
So Law and Order,
yeah.
But also like,
that make the rest of the names of these episodes make sense too. Then Edge of Tamorty,
yeah.
Rick Die, Rick Pete.
Yep.
The Old Man and the Seat. One Crew Over the Crew Coos Morty.
Actually, no. That's
Wait,
so.
Are all of these?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, One Crew like Over. This? Yeah, One Crew Over the Crew
Coos
Morty.
That's the poo one.
That's the poop one.
Yes.
Yeah, so the heist one, which one's the
Rick Turian Morty date? ABCs of Beth?
Yeah, have Morty's... you ever seen the titles of these?
No,
of them?
I've never
yeah.
seen the titles of them.
They're ridiculous.
All...
Yeah,
well,
ridiculous.
They're just all movie titles.
Yeah. Get Swifty, like they did like Total Recall, Autoerotic Assassination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rick Shank Rickdemption.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. So season
Rick Mancing the Stone.
The yeah. The Old Man in the Seat is the poop one. So there's three episodes so far.
Well, I thought because the way you described him walking through the grass is the picture that they use for One Crew Over the
Oh yeah, no. That's
party.
the old man in the seat is the poop one. One Crew Over the Crew Coos Morty is the heist one.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the one that has Elon Tusk in it, who is voiced by Elon Musk.
Gotcha.
And it's absolutely ridiculous.
Man, I really haven't looked at the titles for any of these.
Yeah, they're just, they're
Big Trouble in Little Sanchez.
M. Night Shyamalan Aliens. The one where they put him in a virtual world to try to get his secrets out of him.
Oh my god, that was a
and it keeps they keep trying to do a twist, but he knows it's a simulation.
Oh, Rixie Business.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
A Rickle in Time.
Mm-hmm. The Ricks Must Be Crazy.
60 Minutes. Raising Gazer Bazorp. Instead of Raising Arizona, Mike.
Lawnmower Dog.
Rick Portion number 9. Yeah, Lawnmower Dog. That's funny.
Good times.
It is good times.
It's just shitty that the season's only 5 episodes.
Right?
You sons of bitches.
I mean, at least they got, you know, renewed for, what, was it 60-something?
It's like 100-something.
100-something?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, the amount. But we only got 5 episodes.
People are fucking pissed. And they even, like, make fun of it on the commercial when they debuted it.
Yeah.
They're like, 5 brand new episodes. Not the amount you wanted, but the amount we had ready. I was like, ugh, you fucking monsters.
You know, Justin Roiland is just trolling his fans. Because a lot of them, I mean, I shouldn't say a lot of them, but there's a good amount of Rick and Morty fans are just awful fans.
Oh, yeah. It was funny because, like,
fans are awful.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
Very true.
When Disney Plus launched, I was excited because Gravity Falls is on there.
Okay.
And I love Gravity Falls.
Okay.
It's very much like Futurama in a way, where it's like satire-y, but like still has, you know, heart and stuff in it, but it's just fun. But I forgot that Justin Roiland does a character in it.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Like recurs, like, I think he's like in 7 of the episodes or whatever. But when you hear him, you just can tell it's him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn.
Kind of ruins it, or kind of is just.
It's cool, but it's like, also you're like, just why is there only 5 fucking episodes of Rick and Morty season 4? I was like, you just don't do other stuff.
Right?
Just like, don't do other stuff. You have I'm trying
also
to find the thing
at
where.
You, George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, you fat piece of shit.
I read somewhere that he's actually done with it.
Yeah, but I mean,
well,
because
there was
that
also
mean?
The tweet that winter is coming. What's the name of the new book? Winter's
The Winds of Winter.
Winds of Winter. So yeah. I mean, a tweet that says winter is coming.
You can't take Twitter for fucking gospel. Look at what fucking Mike's favorite president tweeted today.
That's very true.
He's so mad right now.
Very true.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Don't you wish that upon me, Ricky Bobby. I'm trying to see if I know there's something in there that talks about, like, it's some ridiculous amount of episodes they renewed it for.
Yeah, it was.
And I want to say it's like 100-something episodes. It's some... It
100
like,
sounds right. I remember reading it being like, holy shit.
Yeah, like, yeah. Good God. But the thing, too, is...
You remember when Charlie Sheen went all ape shit and got...
Wizard's Blood or whatever?
Tiger Blood.
Yeah, same
Tiger
thing. Blood.
And got kicked off of 2.5 Men?
Yes.
And then he was like, well, fuck you. I'll go do this show on FX. And, like, the first 2 episodes had good ratings, so they renewed it for 95 episodes so it can get to 100.
Yeah.
And then everyone stopped watching it. And so there's just like 100 episodes of this shitty show about him being a psychiatrist just out there. I don't even think they like finished airing all of them on actual TV. I think they just put dumped the last of them on the app or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. So I just had that. I remember thinking, like, obviously Rick and Morty has more legs than that show, but I was like, because I remember thinking it was over 100. I was like, you can't renew something can't for that. Over 100.
Right?
Like, give it 2 more seasons at a time. Like, you know what I mean? So they're not worried
finish
about it.
Finish this season to make sure that you were going to keep those ratings.
70 more episodes. So, that's what it was.
Which would have taken them to over 100, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially somebody so erratic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have 31 in the first 3 seasons. So that'll put them over 100 when they do it, because it'd be 101.
So, Anger Management was the name of that Charlie Sheen show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Which I remember thinking, I was like, is it going to be a TV version of the movie?
Yeah.
Because like I was oddly intrigued.
Right.
Because I really loved Anger Management, the movie, and it had nothing to do with it. It just happened to share a title.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if it's...
This is the current event that people come here for. So we talk about Charlie Sheen's meltdown.
Season 1 ends up being 10 episodes. Season 2 is 90 episodes.
Yeah. They don't even. That's the thing too about the Spider-Man show that I'm watching on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
It's like the first season.
90s animated.
Yeah, yeah, the first season goes on forever.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, and then like season two is like 8 episodes or something.
I need to rewatch that show, mostly because what I remember most about that show, beyond the actual Spider-Man part where he turns it into a giant spider, is that they reused so many action, like explosion animations.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would just cut to some, they would just cut to the explosion and you're like, use that last episode.
It wasn't as painful as the 80s one that they did.
Yeah.
Because that one was real bad. But the 90s one definitely reused a lot of frames.
Yeah. And it just struck me as weird because I also remember like watching X-Men, and I don't recall seeing anything like that in X-Men, you know, or any other animated show at the time. It was just so...
Gargoyles did it.
But it was so blatant.
Oh, yeah, Gargoyles did it. Like in the very first episode.
I don't remember Gargoyles being as bad or reusing animation at all, really.
Yeah, there's a part when they're back when they're in the past, they're being attacked, and like a couple of them fly up in the air and like do swoops. Literally, like they did it, showed them attacking, and then did it again.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be two different gargoyles, but it was the same exact pattern. I was like,
huh. I can forgive that a little bit for the same episode. What I'm talking about with Spider-Man was literally like the same action scenes in multiple episodes.
But it would cut
to a wall that would explode.
Yeah, because every bad guy makes his appearance either through an explosion or through a knockdown wall. So you could just keep using
as they should.
Yeah, yeah. It is silly. It's not as like.
Because that's not the MTV one, right?
No, one's later, and that was like, that was weird.
Fox Kids one, or was it Fox? Was it something like
that? Well, you guys are talking about two different episodes, so or two different series. So he's talking, MTV one was all like a CGI. Yes,
I remember that one. I didn't.
And then Fox Kids did Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which was more kid-friendly, but the animation was actually really good, and the writing was really well done, yeah, too. But yeah, there's two different ones, but the 95 one, the one that I'm rewatching, cause that's the one I watched when I was like,
when you were born.
Yeah. Right.
It was on the, after school, you know, schedule. So it was like, right, you get home and it's like Batman, the animated series, X-Men, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like those are on all the time. So I'm rewatching Spider-Man, and in my head, I was like, this cartoon was like amazing. Mm-hmm. Like I had it on par with like X-Men and Batman the animated series, because those are the three I watched together. It is definitely the weakest link out of those three, but it's still a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah,
like it doesn't hold up quite as well as I hoped it would, but it's still really, really fun, because it gives you all the Spider-Man stuff you want,
right?
You know, web slinging and fighting and stuff, and
had all explosions, the major characters and villains and stuff in there.
All of them, dude. It was a monster of a week thing, dude. Like, yeah, they just pumping them out. Like, I'm not even done with, you know, episode like 14 or something like that, and they're already getting into the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
Like, already. Like, they've all been locked up, and Kingpin just busted them all out in this latest episode. I was like, holy shit, dude. They're really going after it.
Right.
Yep.
So how excited are you guys? I see that Disney finally added the ability to continue watching.
Yeah, but we'll find what fucking episodes I've watched already.
Yeah.
Well, that, and it's actually in a section now, too.
Yeah, right.
So you don't have to search for your fucking show every time. That was nice when I logged in yesterday. I was like, hey,
they fixed it.
Yeah. And the continue watching option when you click on the show is nice, but I still would like to see what episodes I've watched.
Like, have a little check mark or something right there.
Like, Netflix shows, like, the bar, right?
Yeah, HBO does the same thing where it's at the bottom.
But at least now when you go... Because the only weird thing about the continue watching area is if you click on it, it just goes right into wherever you were.
Not just the show and episode lists, it just
goes right into the show. Yeah. Which is cool, but then I was like, what the fuck? Is this the right episode? I'm like, I don't... Where are... You know what I mean? But it works, so I just trust it now. And I'm like on season or episode like 18 of The Simpsons now too.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
But at least it's trustworthy.
Couch gags are still they're literally reusing them now. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh Jesus Christ! Because they did everybody falling off in like a funny way, and then the couch breaking in a couple different ways, and now like they're reusing some of the same ones. I was like, all right, guys, when does this become a thing? But the writing has been different.
Yeah,
writing the chalkboard. Bart, yeah, doing the chalkboard. The last one I saw was, they're not laughing with me, they're laughing at me. I was like, that's kind of mean. And I remember texting you guys about like one of the episodes early on, Homer tried to kill himself. Yes. Like that's the whole episode is him thinking about killing himself.
Yeah.
Bro, Cody said the first couple seasons are dark.
Yeah, they are.
And I was like, what are you talking about? It's fucking brutal, dude.
Told you.
Homer tries to kill himself. Mm-hmm. Marge barely stops short of cheating on Homer. One episode, Marge, the next episode, actually, which I was like, Marge, you judgmental bitch. she kicked him out for dancing with the stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And like not even like trying to bang her. He's just dancing next to her. And I was like, Marge, you almost fucked that bowling ball guy. Like, you fucking bitch. I got so mad at Marge. I was like, you fuck.
You got to remember, the first season originally was planned to be on HBO.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So after they basically said, hey, we want to do this show from the Tracy Ullman stuff, it was originally going to be on HBO. But the HBO's like, we don't do animated, so we're going to, like, we'll shop this around. We don't want to do a whole feature animated thing. And so then Groening, I think, had a meeting with someone that's like, hey, Fox is looking to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they went to have a meeting with Fox, and Fox is like, we want it. And they're like, what do you have done? They're like, most of a first season.
Okay.
And that's why they were able to do like the Animax stuff at the beginning, because it didn't have one for HBO.
Gotcha.
It just had The Simpsons, and it would go through the clouds down to Springfield, and that was it. That's when they went into the whole intro, and they were able to change it up again, because they were adding that after the fact.
Okay. Yeah, so you had those three. You had Krusty gets framed for robbing everybody by Sideshow Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And that Kelsey one was Grammer. oddly dark, too, because when Krusty gets taken into court, he doesn't have his makeup on. I was like, holy shit, they showed Krusty with no makeup.
Well, you got to also remember, for Krusty's character at the time, they were aiming for Homer to secretly be Krusty at that point in time.
Well, they, oh, that's awesome.
That's why you think that's why they look alike.
Okay. Yeah. So that one was like not super dark, but it was like oddly weird. And then like they made fun of him for being illiterate, and I was like, well, that seems mean. And then the very next episode was the one where they foreign exchanged Bart, and he basically become fucking slave labor for some dudes on a wine farm. Yeah.
God, I don't remember that being such an early episode.
Dude, it's fucking brutal, dude. Yeah. And they were like, and they keep, who was it? One of them was all like, you better keep working or I'm going to shoot you in the head. Like they literally said, I'm going to shoot you in the head. I was like, holy fuck, guys. The kid's like 10 in this show. You can't say that to kids. Yeah, dude, it's fucking, and like it's funny, but it's like, I remember bits of these episodes, but them being like the darkest ones I remember being so bunched up early on, it's kind of weird. I'm like, man, we really got to get to like,
that's not even adding
season like 8-ish where it starts loosening up and just gets clever, you know?
And that's not even adding in the ones where Bart gets caught stealing a game.
Okay.
And when you first meet Santa's Little Helper, where it was basically a losing greyhound.
That was the first episode.
That was the first episode, right?
Yeah.
And that one's super depressing.
That's right, because he loses. He doesn't get the bonus, mm-hmm. and Homer goes to work as a mall Santa, and he only makes like $3 after taxes and Santa school. And they the best line of that one, though, was when Santa's Little Helper jumps up into Homer's arms after his owner was beating him for losing the race. I was like, Jesus. Right? He's all like, no, I don't want this dog. He's a loser. He's garbage. He's trash. And like he licks him. He's like, he's a Simpson. And then at the very, very end where they bring him home, they're like, yeah, he's super nice, blah, blah, blah. And if he tries to run away, he won't get too far. I was like, fuck, dude. That was the best fucking line for that episode to end on. I was like, God damn, Simpsons were on some other shit back in the day. Like, they were good.
Yeah.
And you got to remember in the opening scene, the mayor's watering his weed plant in the yeah. closet of his office.
Yeah.
Which always threw me off, like, what?
I don't even think, how you can do that? Have we seen the mayor yet? I don't think we've seen the mayor yet. Remember, because the last couple episodes that I'm on, you're starting to get, it's like the first appearance of who's the Quickie Mart guy?
Abu. Yeah.
First appearance of him, first appearance of the news anchor, first appearance of Krusty, Sideshow Bob, Itchy and Scratchy, and somebody else that was pretty of note just popped up too. I was like, oh, this is when they start bringing in the characters. It's fun though. It's kind of a trip going back and watching them because like they remastered it.
Yeah,
but it's still the anime. You can't change the animation, yeah, so it's still pretty rough. But it looks a lot better. It's pretty fun though.
And after like the first like four or five, the voices change.
Yeah, they're still kind of weeding out like some of the voices that are on there. I'm like, well, that's not Homer. Marge isn't fully Marge yet.
Yeah,
it's not the Marge you think of.
Hers is still very very high pitched, right?
Raspy.
Yeah.
Raspy. Yeah, real raspy right now. Homer's like not quite as dumb yet. You know?
Yeah.
He's getting there. But yeah. And then Krusty wasn't the first episode of Krusty. He didn't even do the laugh at one point. At one point, he laughed and was just like, ha ha ha. I was like, hey, what the fuck is this?
That's not right.
Where's the cackle?
Yeah. It is weird though, because like I said, I remember all these episodes, but having them bunched together so early on in the run is pretty crazy.
It's good times.
And also, Jen's been already started on Boy Meets World again.
Oh my god!
So I was like, all right, I guess we'll do this again. Oh no!
Do you get the episode where Corey cheats on Topanga?
Oh, that's way.
I know. I'm just saying. Prepare yourself. Like, you son of a bitch.
They're on a break. It's fine.
Doesn't matter.
Is that those friends? Ross and Rachel. Corey and Topanga are the original Ross and Rachel.
I do remember everyone getting those Topanga haircuts. I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
Wasn't a thing. We should weigh. We should have Mike weigh in on our conversation from earlier today.
Which conversation?
I'll tell you who's right.
It was. I mean, it wasn't a debate. So I mean, it was a conversation.
Joe's right.
Yeah. Face.
I mean, fuck you both. I guess.
All right. Sorry. I'll be more partial.
I doubt it.
Start over.
So we were having a discussion on the ride to the comic book store. Do you think, which I know, that streaming movies should be able to be nominated for Oscars?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your take on the categories of movies? For example, comedies and musicals being mushed up together.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. A musical is always gonna win.
Yeah.
Like La La Land is gonna win.
Yeah.
Like every time. Fucking I'm spacing on what the last couple were before that. But there's always like a musical or two. And it's always gonna be out comedy. Comedy needs its own for the Academy Awards. For sure.
We went on this big tangent about it because we were talking about movies and We were talking about
because the
Martian.
No, was it Martin Scorsese? Is that who does the Irishman?
Yeah, the Irishman, yeah.
And you know how his criticism of
Marvel movies—that's what it was, yeah.
Not being cinema, but for some reason this movie here is a Netflix movie that's getting a limited release in movies. I'm like, well, that's really less cinema, I guess, yeah. Right? By that's, your own definition.
Well, here's the thing. The whole Martin Scorsese thing. People got super pissed off at Martin Scorsese.
course.
But really stop and think about what he's saying and where he's coming from. Of course he doesn't like comic book movies.
Oh, no. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he is
more of a classic.
He's more of like film. Let the story do the work. Let the actors do the work. You don't need to rely on fucking animated aliens and stuff.
Right.
Like, that's
go get real ones.
That's his fucking issue.
Well, nobody's Disney. Yeah. Not everybody's Disney.
Yeah. Can't do that just yet.
Soon they will be.
Yeah. Pretty soon this will be a Disney sponsored podcast.
Oh my God. Yes.
No,
please.
We're not going to get any. We're going to have to pay for it.
Fuck.
Yeah. We're going to have to pay Disney to let us podcast. Nah, they're going to be like, no. You can continue having Disney Plus that you pay for at a regular rate. Thanks, Disney.
Thanks, I guess.
Like every other Disney actor.
As long as we get, as long as they pump up our listeners, I'm okay with that.
It's not too bad,
you know.
But yeah, that's just a thing. Like, don't be mad at him. Like, I know exactly what he's talking about, and I'm also like, a little bit of me feels the same way. At the very least, I understand. It's like, yeah, dude, like, even though there's good performances in Guardians of the Galaxy and, like, Avengers and shit like that, like, it's not, like, that's not what you're going to watch the movie for. You know what I mean? Like,
true. I'm just suddenly spacing out on the name of the movie with...
The Irishman?
No, with Leonardo DiCaprio and...
Shutter Island.
Nope.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, but the
beach.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a good example of it.
No. I'm going to keep going. Basketball Diaries.
Nope. It's making it even worse. Now I'm
Who's eating Gilbert Grape?
Different movies.
Basketball Diaries. Leonardo DiCaprio was in it?
It's an undercover cop that's...
Oh, The Departed.
The Departed.
Romeo and Juliet.
The Departed.
The Beach.
But I'm saying
The Departed. Did I say that
already? Yeah.
Shit.
You said The Beach. Now I fucking lost my train of thought. But
Wolf
of
Wall Street.
Like the comparison of The Departed.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
The Departed is a very good example of a very good character-driven or actor-driven, like just chewing through scenery because they're so good.
Yeah, at it. Exactly. And it's like, let's be 100% honest. Marvel, say you replace these great actors that they ended up getting, right, with mediocre actors.
Us.
It's not going to be as good.
Whoa. He said mediocre.
Yeah, not hot trash.
We're much lower than that.
First off, I have acting chops.
No,
so mediocre.
No, you've had pork chops.
not true. I mean, I have. But I could hold a scene if I wanted to.
I mean, we could make you have mutton chops.
See?
In your hand? Like when it comes out on DVD?
Like a little baby. Like a little baby mouse.
Just in the scene.
But what I'm saying is we replace those great actors with mediocre actors. They might not be record-breaking box office numbers, but just the way today you're going, like, it's going to be the most highest grossing movie of the year every time. You know what I mean? Like, it's
definitely a spectacle to go.
Yeah. They're action comedy fucking movies. It's like, they're basically cartoons because so much of it's fake. You know, so much of it's not there. It's all added in later.
You're very much acting in front of a green screen that is just.
So I get what Scorsese is saying to an extent. And also, like, if you think he didn't feel that way, of course he fucking feels that way. Do you think Jon Favreau wants to make fucking, like, just animated movies forever? No. That's why, like, he bartered Iron Man with a chance to make Chef. Like, you know what I mean? He wants to tell stories, and people tell stories. And Marvel's done a great job, but it's always going to come back. Like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. liked that paycheck. I guarantee you he didn't want to be Iron Man for fucking 10 years.
Oh, no. That's why he's not.
You know what I mean? Like, he was like, well, if the money was cut in half, well, he made a shit ton of money, so maybe still. But if the money was just like every movie, say you got a flat rate, he wasn't going to keep doing it. He was going to go do more movies like fucking Dr. Doolittle or The Juror or fucking shit that he could actually interact with people with, you know? And so if you're mad at Scorsese for being saying that, like, it's like being mad at like an old white fucking redneck for being racist. Like, are you surprised?
No.
Like, of course he is. Like,
yeah.
Not saying it's okay, but I'm saying like
you shouldn't be surprised by
shouldn't be shocked.
And it really shouldn't affect your enjoyment of it.
No. With that being said though, it is weird that his movie is a Netflix movie.
Right?
But I also think it's Netflix shelling out so much money to try to put themselves in that category of cinema, yeah, of movies. So there's a weird that's like, if we can get the guy that is
and
like
his stuff
and his shit on our area, they have to look at like they like they the Academy has to look at The Irishman now. Like it might not win, but it's got to get nominated. Right. Like, from all the reviews that I'm hearing, it's fucking amazing. And if it's fucking 90% as good as Scorsese's, you know, best work,
yeah,
it deserves to get nominated. And so it's a weird little area we're in, but we're kind of shifting our tides a little bit. I think film as Scorsese sees it is gonna be Netflix and limited release theaters for the people who really want to experience it in that situation.
Dumb, I mean, film bar.
Yeah, that was a weird one. But then like the popcorn flicks are what people are going to leave the house for because they want to see it on a 90-foot screen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think The Irishman needs to be seen in theaters to enjoy it 100%, but I do think The Avengers does, you know? So it's a weird little area. But they should definitely be nominated for Oscars. And then maybe finally Adam Sandler gets his Oscar nom. So for The Ridiculous Six.
Or Uncut Gems.
Which is probably what he's going to get nominated for. But retroactively. He got nominated before, didn't he?
Punch Drunk Love, right?
Punch Drunk Love got nominated, I want to say.
Yeah.
Maybe not for an Oscar, but definitely for one of those weird awards. Did Rain Over Me, I think, got him some noms, too.
Well, I might have, yeah. But we were talking about how they should redo the categories. So you, because things like The Avengers, and Joe's always had this complaint for the past 10 years, they don't get nominated for the right stuff.
No.
Because there's one lacking category they're always left out of, and it's best costumes.
Yes.
Because, believe it or not, stuff they're wearing
has to be literally made.
Literally has to be made.
Has to be literally thought up, drawn, and made. When you end up getting period pieces, though, that sit there and win that stuff, though, yeah, I get it. That stuff does have to be drawn up and made as well.
But it exists in real life.
It's already in some form has existed in real life where you have these other costumes that you have to make practical.
But where do you stand on a lot of the superhero movies, though, the costume is enhanced CGI later?
Well, that's different then. Because that's not costume really design. Right. That's more CGI and stuff like that.
I think a lot of that. And, I mean, and not
like Iron Man isn't going to win this award because most of Iron Man is CG stuff. But when you took a look back at like Batman Begins or stuff like that, those were all practical costumes. Even the Joker was a practical, you know, costume, but still had to be made and tailored in exactly like that. It didn't exist.
Shaquille O'Neal's Steel. Will never be nominated for anything, and shouldn't exist. Now,
before that,
Kazam, on the other hand, also shouldn't exist.
So, it shouldn't. It didn't exist before. But and somebody had to draw it up. Somebody had to take the measurements, make the, you know, make the blueprints or whatever they call them, and the cuts and everything, and pick out the colors and everything like that. You know, so why isn't that stuff even just getting nominated half the time?
Yeah, that makes sense. Know,
where something like, Elizabethan Town what was it? There's like Romeo and Juliet and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It wins the Oscars, you know, for best costume design. But it's like, yeah, you're basing this stuff, though, off of period pieces that have already existed. Granted, you still probably do have to go through most of the same
you're not throwing processes on a 900-year-old dress.
Yeah.
But that shit really exists in real life. But a fully like wearable Iron Man suit that he does wear a bunch in some of the movies. That's fucking not, that's not something that was ever real.
Right.
But I think what muddles it up though is the fact that a lot of times when you look at it, it's not the suit though.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean? I think that that kind of in that situation fucks it up. I like that you brought up Batman Begins, because that's probably best scenario for it. But I do, but going forward, so many of the costumes are changed or enhanced digitally that like once you do that, I think you're automatically.
What you should get an award out for though is that, because for example, Man of Steel. It wasn't until I watched special features I didn't know that cape wasn't real.
Yeah.
Right. But again, that's not,
it's CG, me, but
that's not a costume.
It is a costume.
But it's not really a costume.
I didn't know it wasn't a costume.
Wear. But that goes for digital effects.
Oh, yeah, of course. They should win for that for sure.
That's or at least digital not effects thing. The costume though is something that, you know, an actual actor wears. You know?
I gotta say, I just feel like every movie though, because I'm trying to think Marvel wise, and like I go to like say Guardians, where obviously, you know, Star Lord, Gamora,
Drax
are,
he has clothes on,
but they're wearing real clothes, but they're interacting with fake environments, and then there's other characters on there who aren't, I don't know. I get what you're saying, but like there's
background,
like
background stuff's not real, so obviously the costume design and that stuff is not real. That's going to be, again, that's CG. That's going to be
But something like Star-Lord's outfit, other than the helmet, obviously, because that's not real.
Right, but then comparing something like that versus, I mean, even in the Marvel Universe, which would you rather have win a costume design award, Star-Lord's costume or Captain America's costume?
Captain America's.
And Captain America's, what I would agree with well, because to me that's a lot more design that goes into it.
Thor
was his cape wheel?
Cape was real in the first movie.
Okay.
Wheel.
That would be okay.
I mean Loki.
Yeah. Loki.
That's a real
Loki. Loki is probably the best one.
Yeah.
To reference out. Because even Thor, he gets the arms and stuff
later. Well, they gets thrown on, but those are real when he's wearing them.
Yeah, but they appear.
Loki's helmet appears digitally, but it's real.
I just say it.
But I'm not even thinking of helmet when I'm thinking costume.
I'm thinking of horns.
Actual costume.
I think there just needs to be more categories.
There definitely needs to be more categories.
Multiple categories.
Because you need to separate commies and musicals. You need to, you know, you need
to. Well, comedy needs their own.
I still believe to this day that there should be subcategories too, like best action film.
No, yeah, definitely.
Best, you know, drama, like, you know, best drama versus just best film, whatever, right? You need to have those subcategories because it's unfair to put a performance like, we'll say, Robert Downey Jr. in the last two Avengers movies against someone, you know, that is in a drama where the whole thing is that way. You know what I mean? They always pinpoint to like one thing in the movie, right? Like best performance in this scene, whatever. You know, like, and same with the costumes, they're always like, oh, so and so's whatever from this movie, right? Like so and so's dress or whatever it is from this movie. That's what they're basing it on. But like if you're gonna go that far into it, then you should have subcategories for everything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you should have subcategories. Best costume for period pieces.
No.
But you should have be able to go, hey, Loki's outfits, like his costumes should be nominated for this movie. You know what I mean? Like it's not, because obviously there's parts where like you can't say Robert Downey Jr. because a lot of times he's wearing just chest piece, so it's upper body shots and that's really it. But below he's just wearing motion trackers. You know what I mean? So you can't do that. But like Loki wears full costumes all the time. And they're not real things. It's not they went and fucking got a green jumpsuit and fucking threw them in it. Well, that was a confused look.
It's not confused. I'm actually reading through the rules of the Oscars eligibility, and they're really fucking specific.
Yeah, all white people lists.
Yeah, but I mean, like, okay, so I didn't even read all of it, but Just the first two things here for a feature length for all eligible movie motion pictures unless otherwise noted. One, feature length is defined by over 40 minutes.
Makes sense.
And two, so it publicly exhibited by means of 35 millimeter or 70 millimeter film or in a 24 or 48 frame progressive scan digital cinema format with a minimum projector resolution of 2048 by 1080 pixels. Source image format conforming to ST428-1 2006D cinema distribution master image characteristics. Image compression, if used, conforming to ISO IEC 15444-1 or JPEG 2000. And image and sound files packaged as digital cinema packages, DCPs, in either interloop or SMPTE DCP formats. SMPTE DCP refers to SMPTE ST429-2 and related specifications. Blu-ray format does not meet digital cinema requirements. Audio in a digital, this is still just number two. Audio in a digital cinema package, DCP, is typically 5.1 or 7.1 channels of discrete audio. The minimum for a non-mono configuration of the audio shall be three channels as left, center, right. A left-right configuration is not acceptable in a theatrical environment. The audio data shall be formatted in conformance with ST428-2:2006D Cinema Distribution Master Audio Characteristics and ST428-3:2006D Cinema Distribution Master Audio Channel Mapping and Channel Labeling.
Oh, that explains right? it.
Thanks also for clearing that up. For paid admission in commercial motion picture theaters in Los Angeles County. That's a requirement.
Interesting.
For theatrical qualifying run of at least 7 consecutive days, during which period screenings must occur at least 3 times daily, with at least one screening beginning between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. daily. Advertised and exploited during their Los Angeles County theatrical qualifying run in a manner normal and customary to theatrical feature distribution practices. And finally, released within the awards year deadlines specified in Rule 3. So in order to get a movie to qualify for the Oscars, these are the main rules for it.
It's interesting that Netflix has signed that deal with that New York theater then. Because
then they could run their shit 7 days consecutively.
But if it has to be in the Los Angeles area.
Well, it just says that for paid admission in commercial motion picture theaters in Los Angeles County.
That's what I mean. But that would be, that wouldn't fall into that. It just has to be
shown.
Yeah, but they just signed a big deal with this New York theater.
But if they show it,
that just has to show once.
This one doesn't say that doesn't say how long it has to.
Oh, so it's be shown once there, but the theater can be anywhere else.
That could go for the premiere.
Yeah, so for the premiere, all they have to do to match, because that's a C, C, D, and E, is that for C they just have to show it in Los Angeles County. D is where they have to, for a theatrical qualifying run of at least 7 consecutive days, during which period screenings must occur between certain times, isn't specified where it has to be done.
Oh, okay.
And E just states, based off of C, when you do C, which is the show it in Los Angeles, you just have to advertise it and exploit it during the Los Angeles County theatrical qualifying run. But it doesn't specify that it necessarily means to be 7 consecutive days.
So you have to promote it. If you're going to do a premiere in LA, you have to promote it in LA.
Yeah.
In that time frame.
Yeah. Which is super easy to do.
Yeah.
That's why there's billboards everywhere.
Yeah.
On buildings and fucking
train or
but
buses
reading through a lot of this would explain why when you do get the Netflix stuff that they show, they do limited runs, but they do just enough to show it.
Yeah.
To qualify for Oscars.
That's why they deal with IMAX, because that would fall into that.
Yeah.
Interesting. So they're definitely trying to check those boxes off.
Yeah. Just in the
Because before, their other ones weren't getting any release, and so they're like, all right, we'll play by your minimal rules.
Yeah.
It is weird that they throw it the whole LA County thing, though.
Yeah, that one
that
was...
seems. You would think they would choose
now.
Large
is it
markets.
All three, or it has to be one of those three?
Seems like it has to be all of those. It has to meet all of these. All eligible motion pictures, unless otherwise noted, must be. And then it just lists all that stuff.
Yeah, so that's why short films are noted as shorts.
Yeah, that part makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't have to add those together, you just have to meet all those requirements at one point. You could easily do that whole thing, having your 7 consecutive days of 3 showings or more in those time frames in New York, but still have a theatrical release. Well, does the theatrical release, does it say, has to be ticketed?
Yes.
So it can be premiere.
I shouldn't say necessarily yes on that. It does say letter C, is for admission, for paid admission in a commercial motion picture theater in Los Angeles. So at least that has
So they have to do a run, at least, where they promote it in L.A. in a theater where people buy tickets. You can't buy tickets for premieres. Premieres are given out.
It'll be like a midnight showing or something.
So, it has to be. And it says but another point was the time frame, right? It said before
and then,
6
and then D
or
was
after 6
for
before 10.
A theatrical qualifying run of at least 7 consecutive days, during which period screenings must occur at least 3 times daily, with at least 1 screening beginning between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. daily.
That's the prime.
Thursdays.
Their prime time. Yeah.
Thursdays. They're after 6 before 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mark it. So they could do those.
Yep.
So it's weird because I wonder if it has to. Does it have to meet all of those at the same time?
Mm.
Or does it. We did have a release in LA that was advertised.
Well, it doesn't give it doesn't specifically state that it has to be reached in within a. Like all at the same time.
That's what I mean. So they could do. The bare minimum in LA.
Well, Irishman,
more here.
Yeah. Irishman had done them separately because Irishman had a run in New York for about a week.
Yeah.
And then it was doing pop-up showings for a day or two in other areas.
That's what I mean.
So, I'm guessing because they know they're going to hit everything. Like they probably made sure everything was cool.
That's what I mean. It's weird that they haven't updated the where it can play at thing. Versus LA versus New York, or like they should. I mean, really, there's only 3 major markets that they always talk about: New York, LA, and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Which you never really hearing about Chicago really ever happening. No. So New York, LA, I would see those two being interchangeable to me because those are 2 major markets.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, LA. Everyone thinks LA because of Hollywood, but technically, Hollywood's not LA; it's Hollywood.
Yeah,
but it is LA County.
Yeah.
If you had to hit all those points at the same time, you'd make it rough.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like that. You have to do that.
Because when they do limited release, like Mike was saying, you have a week in New York, means if you want to try to get this nominated, you have to do a release in LA with all those markers.
Even the way this reads, when you say that if for a theatrical qualifying run of at least 7 consecutive days, doesn't necessarily say the same theater in 7 days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because you could do a night.
Yeah, you could
one
be
day here, one day here, one day here. Yeah.
It has to be 7 consecutive days. You can see it in a theater. Doesn't mean it's the same theater.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about the same
theater. And the LA one seems like as long as you sell tickets once, you're good.
And advertise at the same
time. All right, now that we know the rules, boys, let's make a movie. Win some Oscars, huh?
Right?
Okay, Lethal Weapon 6, here it comes.
Yeah.
Already got the story written down.
We should make a movie.
Should.
Let's make a movie.
Not a porno, Mike. I tell you the way you're looking at me. Yeah, see? Quit giving me that rock eyebrow.
That's porno bit.
If I've ever seen a let's make a porno face.
Let's do what Kevin Smith has talked about where like he didn't have access to anything, but he had access to the Quickie Mart or the Quick Stop
Well, we're definitely not using Best Buy.
Yeah, well, we can't use Best Buy.
But, can we use Fry's?
No.
Damn it.
But we have 2-3 houses.
Yes.
That we could film the shit out of. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's it. And that's all we have access to.
I mean, if need be, we have a comic book store. Yes. I'm almost positive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. After hours, for sure. Yeah. We got a comic book store. So we could, we have to write a movie where the settings are comic book store, house.
Interior and exterior of house.
Yeah. We could do it.
Just do a slice of life.
Who doesn't have enough stuff on their walls, though, that we can't get a copyright for? Definitely not this house.
I could take my I got one room with shit.
Where we can't one that one hallway we can't shoot in your house.
No, just the one room.
Oh, did you move all the stuff? Oh yeah, I guess that was the deal.
It's just everything that's hung up is just in one room.
That's true.
I mean, there's like little knickknacks in the main bedroom, but that's easily.
I'm talking like.
Yeah, no. This is the only house and only room that would have an issue.
Yeah, we could use the exteriors of this house. Yes. No problem.
Yeah. Yes.
Interior's house would be a real fucking bad thing.
Like, you know, yeah, I've got a couple of bookshelves with books on them, but that's it.
Yeah, we can just turn those around. You ever see that in those in like any movies?
I don't even think you'd have to do that.
You just have to blur the background. You can't have them because they have Marvel logos on them.
Yeah,
can't have that shit in there.
We're totally not sponsored by these people.
Wish we were.
Movie'd be a lot better.
This podcast would have so much CG.
We could film a movie with an iPhone. People do that shit now.
Yeah. I think we do have a lot
of CG. It wouldn't be cinema, though.
It wouldn't be cinema.
You know, it wouldn't be cinema? Shutter Island.
I'll buy...
Fuck you, that wasn't on a real island.
I'll buy one of those sticks you put an iPhone on. Makes it steady.
He'll buy a steady stick?
I like that effect. He says he's going to buy it, but we both work at a place that would get it for a discount.
Yes. I'll give you money for it.
Whoa. We don't do that.
Oh, shit.
That's against policy.
All right, well, everything...
That's never happened everything, before. I'm always above winking. Board.
Wink. You have something in your eye.
Stop saying the word wink. Wink.
Wink.
I will buy the things that cannot be purchased for a discount at Best Buy. You will purchase the things.
Wink.
Shut up!
Bro.
Damn it.
Fuck. Keep saying it out loud.
I can't wink without saying it for some reason. Oh, shit. Did I use the wrong eye again? You weren't supposed to see that.
All right. We got next year.
Yeah.
Comes Naturally Presents Movies.
The next logical step from an audio podcast. Movies. A movie.
Yeah.
We can get Ryan Shelton to write.
Feature length audio podcast.
Sorry.
We can make a movie about podcasting. There's only been one.
What do we know about either of those things?
We literally just do a slice of life thing on a Wednesday where it shows each of us doing our own thing in the morning.
Then we get attacked by a space shark.
No.
Damn it.
Wrong movie, bro.
Wrong movie. That's you can afford the CG on that.
That's when we get picked up by a big studio.
Yeah, Amazon Studios.
Right? And then we can go back and we can George Lucas this thing.
Yeah. We're like, did you guys like that movie?
Digitally,
cool, we're going to fuck it up.
Digitally put guns in wherever we see walkie-talkies. Got him! Got him! This motherfucker. Whatever we title it has to be, that the initials have to be like a really bad word, though. It has to be like, as whatever it's called, as like if you take the first letter of each one, abbreviate it, just cunt, twat, or fuck.
A lot of words for a title, though.
Yeah.
Hey, it's an independent movie. We can be what the fuck we want.
Yeah, we can be as fancy as we want.
See?
Okay. Throw some colons in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some semicolons.
Cunt. Colon.
Twat.
Part fuck.
Part fuck. Just call it chapter one, but never make a second chapter.
I was thinking about that this morning. I don't know why. I didn't know why I was thinking of it. Like, the Aquabats have an album that's a volume one, and it's like B-sides and rarities, but they never did a volume two.
It bothers me.
And then, like, they got me thinking, why wasn't there History of the World Part 2?
Yeah.
So Mel Brooks made History of the World Part 1. There was never a Part 2.
That's part of the joke.
But then the joke in Spaceballs, where he says, join us next time for Spaceballs 2, the search for more money.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then it never happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
part of the joke.
Well, that's also, like, Broken Lizards never gave us Weed Fest.
Right?
True.
They said... I mean, Weed Fest.
But we're getting Beer Fest, too.
Are we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
I mean, maybe that'll be Weed Fest. Which you would think is, by the way, should be a thing sometime soon, right? Like a real thing.
It could be, definitely.
Because we have a bunch of states that are like, no, I'm talking like massive. Like obviously Beer Fest isn't a real thing. Like
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like a place where like people all over the world come down and you know.
Like Oktoberfest, obviously, is what they're making fun of in Beer Fest.
Yeah.
But like have like, I mean.
It's all weed, basically.
Yeah. I mean, Canada would probably be the first one to do it. So they're like, fuck it. Whole goddamn country. Except for like this one place over here that nobody lives in anyways. Not legal there. But just decriminalize the whole fucking thing. You like weed? Smoke weed. We don't give a fuck. I mean, shit. We had a mayor or something who was doing coke all the time?
Oh, yeah. Like a fucking Chris Farley looking motherfucker in Toronto?
From Toronto, yeah.
That guy was the best.
He was on coke like on TV. So, I mean, at one point you see him, he's like, yeah.
At least you knew about it. Yeah. Like, Trump, you're like, well, I know he's on something, but he won't say it.
This guy's willing to say it.
It's been reported. He does speed.
Really?
Yeah. Wake up, America.
I would almost say that makes sense, but it doesn't.
No, it does. He's been on Adderall medication for like, what is it, 20 years now?
Does Adderall make you just say random shit that's not true?
No, being an asshole makes you say random shit that's not true.
Is there actual proof of what it's doing to him?
He's actually been taking Ambien for the past couple years. Past 20 years.
Ambien and a shot of whiskey.
I thought he was going to say something about dick pills, and I was like,
well, okay. No, he probably takes those, but like I've never heard those cause you such a racist thing.
I mean, not without being paid for it.
That's true.
Give him the Roseanne cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And get stabbed by a fork.
Sure. I mean, that can happen too.
One of the best parts of Tom Arnold's fucking stand-up. He literally rolls his sleeve up and shows you the fucking scar he has from being stabbed with a fork. I was like, clearly,
you remember not a good time. They did the roast? Roseanne and I almost said Rosie O'Donnell, that was the wrong one. And so the crew's all up there on all the Comedy Central roasts, right? But as like a surprise, Tom Arnold came out, and like no one knew he was gonna be there. Ooh. And he's sitting there, and Roseanne's in the back, and she's like clapping like that, and like the crowd's going ape shit, and like they calm down, and he looks, he's like, she's staring at me, isn't she? I was like, oh, God. Like, you don't even have to do anything else at that point. That line was great.
True.
All right.
Boom.
Next week, we'll do the impressions.
Oh, speaking of roasts.
Yeah, totally.
Comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. I believe that's it for this week's episode, everybody.
Yeah.
Because I believe our producer is reaching out. What the fuck, dude?
Wow.
It's so loud.
You better turn this shit off. I'm popping the mic.
Like always, you fuckers just came naturally.